countries to absorb higher temperatures and rainfall over coming decades. The report says urgent mobilization of additional finance is crucial, adding that failing to do so will cost the region billions in lost income and emergency spending. James Curran, the coalition's chair and a former chief executive of the Scottish Environment Protection Agency, said a transformational approach was needed. Playing host to COP26 added to the intense sense of urgency in the region. He said climate change exacerbates existing inequalities, and if we don't respond in a coherent and urgent way, then the inequalities that already exist in society will be worsened. James Curran added, some of the people who can least afford it and are least culpable in creating climate change are the ones that are going to suffer more with poor housing. They will be suffering damp in the winter. They'll be suffering excessive heat in the summer. Public transport will be disrupted. The region, which has a population of 1.8 million across an area of 1,292 square miles straddling the River Clyde, include towns such as Hamilton, Paisley, Lanark and Dumbarton, is already one of UK's wettest city regions. The UK's Met Office climate forecasts estimate that without radical action to halt global carbon emissions, Glasgow's maximum summer temperatures will rise by at least 1.1 degrees Celsius by 2030, and by as much as 2.6 degrees Celsius by 2080. By 2050, there is a 50% chance that every year Glasgow will experience summers as hot as the record reached in June of 2018, when the city baked in temperatures of nearly 32 degrees Celsius, buckling rail lines and melting material in the roof of the Glasgow Science Centre. Average rainfall in summers will fall by about 5% under the conservative scenario, but the area will experience flash floods as well. Winter rainfall will increase by at least 5% with a far greater rate of intense storms. Those figures assume the world limits climate heating by 2.9 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by 2080. In a worst-case scenario, where they rise by as much as 4.6 degrees Celsius by 2080, the city's peak summer air temperature could rise by 7 degrees Celsius. The report, titled The Glasgow City Region Adaptation Strategy and Action Plan, says those general changes and an increase in extreme weather events mean up to 100,000 homes and 18,700 businesses in the region would be put at risk of flooding by 2018. Viewed by climate policy experts as one of the most significant to emerge in the United Kingdom, the report identifies 11 priority issues, including some where there is already inadequate investment and planning. They include an early warning system of public climate alerts, covering many more hazards, including surface flooding, heat waves, droughts, wildfires, and landslips. Setting aside vacant land to use as floodplains and blocking new development on flood-prone areas. Paying to adapt people's homes and workplaces to cope with heat waves, flooding and subsidence, particularly for residents in the poorest areas and in high-density housing. Investing in habitat restoration, tree planting and wetlands to strengthen natural protection against flooding and heat waves. A significant increase in spending to protect roads, to protect rail lines and bridges from flooding, erosion and landslips. Ensuring social justice is embedded in the region's climate strategies, so the poorest and the most vulnerable are helped the most. Chris Stark, the chief executive of Climate Change Committee, which advises the British government on climate strategy, said the Clyde plan should be replicated by other city regions. Chris Stark said, "It's a meaningful and pleasant plan. You can imagine what a well-adapted city ready for climate change would look like, and it would be a profoundly positive thing for the region and all the people living in that region." There are criticisms that it avoids challenging the region's heavy reliance on motorways and private car use, and does not propose far greater investment in public transport. The CRC argues their new report focuses on adapting to the impact of climate heating rather than the transport systems. Dr. Richard Dixon, the chief executive of Friends of the Earth Scotland, said failing to tackle car use was a missing piece in the strategy. But, Dr. Dixon added, "Agreeing such an ambitious plan with a wide range of bodies is no mean feat. It is particularly important for concentrating minds of decision makers that there is a clear and specific price tag put on the necessary work."
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. We are now going to discuss the eighth supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam when seeking refuge from evil traits and blameworthy actions. This is a very important supplication. Before we enter into this supplication, there are some very beautiful discussions or important discussions that we have to realize, and then inshallah we will begin with this supplication.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
One of the things that is important is that in this supplication, we are actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean ourselves from the reprehensible traits that we may be having and the evil character that we may be having. And this is something very, very important. In the jargon of the insightful scholars, they call this as At-takhliya. At-takhliya is to clean one's heart so that one gets ready so that the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be embellished in his heart. Usually, the insightful scholars talk of four different levels when it comes to spiritual perfection. The first level is known as At-tajliya. At-tajliya is self beautification of your apparent self. When you want to beautify your apparent self, you have not beautified your inner self. For example, when we want to give an example with regard to the daily life that we have and with regard to material extensions, we say a tajliya is like, you know, wearing a very good suit, a presentable dress, an attractive dress, whatever it is, so that when you come before the people, they feel that, you know, you are in a good shape. For example, your apparent looks presentable, although you may not have bathed, for example. You have not bathed for many days, but, you know, you have perfumed yourself, you have actually worn a good attire and all that, you yourself will feel a bit unpleasant in yourself. Why? Because you have not cleaned yourself. Now, once you clean yourself, that is what is known as At-takhliya. Alright, so first, when we talk of tajliya, it's about, you know, observing whatever is compulsory on a person about, you know, with regard to the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has set for him. All the obligations that he has set for him, so he has to follow them. And all those things that have been forbidden, he has to refrain from them. So when a person does that, and he adheres to the laws of Allah, then that is what is known as At-tajliya. He apparently adheres to the laws of Allah. Those things which are forbidden, he refrains from them. And those which are compulsory, he adheres to them.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Then comes the second station which we are talking of now in this dua, and that is At-takhliya. After he has made his apparent self to be presentable and he is steadfast, that means that he is committed to what Allah wants. Although he may be in a lower station, but then he is committed. That is the first thing. A person cannot talk of higher levels when he has not done this first level. The first level is this. The second level is, after he has done that, he should try to remove the taints and the vices that he has gathered in his heart, the traits that he has gathered, which are foul, which are evil, and so on. So that is what is known as At-takhliya. That means, you know, trying to remove the dirt from a person's inner self. And that is very important. Just imagine let's say you were to move to a new house, but you are told that that house is very dirty. And then you have to, you know, you have decided that you are going to buy new furniture. And the old house that you have, the furniture has been extremely old. The appliances are also not working well. So you, when you want to go to the new house, you are going to buy some new furniture, buy some new appliances and put them inside. But then you are told that the house is very dirty. So you have to clean it. But you say, no, no problem. Because of the, you know, the new appliances and the new furniture, it will look presentable. A person will laugh at you and say that that is wrong. Because if even if you put all these beautiful things, just imagine a person comes and sees the how it is, you know, the situation is, and everything is dirty here and there, while everything is new, it doesn't look nice. It is not going to be presentable. Similar is with the case of us when we want to attain the beautiful characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us towards, let's say, towards generosity, towards good things. And we still have those bad things in our heart. You'll find that even if we do the good things, it's going to be mixed with those bad things. And that is why it's not going to be the way it should be. And many a times you'll find that a person thinks that he is doing good, but then he's not doing good. Why? Because the evil traits are still there within himself, and therefore he has to clear that so that the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can shine. There's a very good example that Maulavi in his Mathnavi mentions, and he talks about two groups of painters, the Chinese and the Romans. Both of them had a competition, and the king of the time said that, I will give you a place whereby you can paint, and whatever kind of color and things that you need to paint, tell me, and I am giving you a duration of about 1 month or so. After that, I'm going to see who is better in painting. So what happened is that a curtain was laid between the two walls where the painting was to be done, and both of the groups started painting. And after a certain duration, when everything was ready, the king was called to see what they had to present. This is something which is important, and inshallah, because we are running out of time, we'll stop over here, but we'll continue with this anecdote in our next session and explain what happened, because the gist of what Rumi is trying to mention here is that how important is the cleaning of oneself if a person really wants that beautiful characteristics to shine in his heart. So we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and for your information, one day an arrogant person suggested to Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, not to seat the servants at the same table. The Imam replied, all persons are created by God. Adam is their father, and Eve is their mother. Everyone will be dealt with by God according to his deeds. Why should there be any discrimination in this world?
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily around the clock for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 15:20 to 16:20 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 19:20 to 20:20 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box 19395-6767 Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Science fiction has turned into reality, or at least that's how the developer of AirCar describes his vehicle when it transforms from a car into an aircraft in less than 3 minutes. This prototype flying car was designed and created by Slovakian transportation professor Stefan Klein. He says that his design opens a new category in transportation. The dual-mode vehicle composed a 35-minute flight in this week between the two Slovakian airports. So far, it has completed more than 40 hours of test flight. AirCar can fly about 1,000 kilometers at a height of over 2,500 meters. That makes the dream of those who wish to ride above traffic closer to reality. A digital art museum in the Japanese capital has unveiled a stunning exhibition offering visitors an intimate interaction with nature. One of the attractions of the show is Floating Flower Garden, which is a mirrored room filled with 13,000 orchid flowers. The orchids are dangling from the ceiling and move up once a visitor walks through in the space and approaches the flowers. Once the visitors move past, the flowers descend again. This makes the visitors able to freely wander around the three-dimensional flower mass space. Tokyo-based digital art group Team Lab that runs this exhibition says the artwork is designed to help people think that they are part of the garden.
This is an installation filled with these flowers. As you walk towards them, the flowers slowly move up to create an area of space for you. Surrounded so completely by flowers, you feel immersed in the flowers, the garden itself.
There are several other installations in this exhibition. One is an outdoor piece filled with Oh, it's sculptures that light up after the sun sets. Visitors can see 61 different colors of light in this section. When one of the Ovids tipped over by a hand or the wind, it emits a sound. The sound is then echoed by the surrounding Ovids. In a school in the Ukrainian capital, kids learn about saving the environment and helping those in need through a creative way. Students put plastic bottles in a machine as currency. Then they can select what they would like to spend money on. Buying food for stray animals and donating to children with special needs are some of the choices. The project was first launched in a mall in Kiev a few months ago. Afterwards, the designers found out that children were the most frequent users of this machine.
A child drops a bottle inside and sees an immediate result. It brings joy and happiness, and everyone is excited and wants the project to thrive.
The founders seek to install more and more machines in schools across Ukraine to raise environmental awareness among younger generations. Since the start of the project in October last year, over 5 tons of plastic has been collected from 6 machines.
India is known not only for its cultural diversity, but also for a vibrant assortment of uncountable dishes. Butter chicken is the only one delight you wouldn't like to miss while visiting Indian restaurants, especially if it is prepared by a celebrity chef like Saransh Goyla. Goyla's coal-fired oven is now sending a mouth-watering scent through India's commercial hub Mumbai as the young chef takes a break from COVID-19 relief efforts and resumes work. He is the one who established the first global butter chicken brand and authored the acclaimed food travelogue India on My Platter. But with the coronavirus forcing people into isolation, his networks were also hit. So Goyla launched a non-profit platform called COVID Meals for India in April to connect thousands of volunteer home cooks and frontline workers.
The pandemic had a large impact on our business. Having said that, Goyla Butter Chicken from the start was always focused on deliveries and takeaway. So in that sense, our loss of revenue and a loss of business was slightly lesser than an average restaurant. But a lot of my friends, restaurateurs who are in this industry have gone through an extremely tough time. The pandemic has taken its toll on our industry, and I think it has set us back by at least a couple of years.
Goyla found his calling early, winning a televised cooking competition at the age of 25, which led him to host a travel program showcasing regional Indian cuisine. His profile exploded in 2018 when he was invited by former MasterChef Australia judge George Kalambaris to be a guest on the hit show, with contestants asked to recreate his signature dish.
Graduation is an exciting moment for all schoolgoers, but the occasion turns more joyful if it ends with a celebration like Scarlet Sales Festival, which is held in St. Petersburg in Russia at the end of the school year. The annual event is part of the famous White Nights Festival, traditionally held in summer, with spectacular fireworks, numerous music concerts, and a massive water show. Normally, thousands of domestic and foreign tourists flock to the city to watch the colorful event. But this year, the COVID-19 pandemic limited the number of the attendees. The festival began in the 1960s when several Russian schools united to celebrate the end of the academic year. That is in connection with the symbolism of the popular 1922 children's book, Scarlet Sails, by Alexander Grimm. Indonesia is dealing with a surge in coronavirus infections, but that has not stopped the people from observing the Yatnya Kasada Festival. Thousands of people braved the climb to the summit of Mount Bromo in eastern Java province to observe the ancient ritual. They made offerings ranging from fruits and crops to livestock by throwing the items to the pit of an active volcano. They believe the practice brings blessings and plenitude and helps them express gratitude for what they have. This year's festival was overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic, with participants required to adhere to strict health protocols. China's space agency has released videos of its first Mars rover as it's exploring the red planet's surface. The rover is named Zhurong. It's now investigating a vast plane known as Utopia Planitia on Mars's northern hemisphere. The rover successfully landed on Mars in mid-May. It is studying the red planet's surface rocks and atmosphere. It also looks for signs of life, including any subsurface water or ice. The solar-powered Chinese robot weighs around 240 kilograms and has 6 wheels. China is the second country after the U.S. to operate a rover on Mars. A university in the Venezuelan capital Caracas has turned its roof into a garden and uses sustainable energy to light up its classes. The roof of Andres Bello Catholic University is covered with plants and 30 solar panels. The panels, along with a wind turbine, produce the 7,400 watts of electricity to illuminate that area and light 2 rooms in the building. The roof is now functioning as a self-sufficient and environmentally friendly open-air classroom. The proposal for the project was put forward by 2 students. The aim is to educate people about renewable energy and the threat of climate change.
A small New Hampshire town has been hit by a series of car break-ins over the last few weeks. People were shocked when they finally discovered the mischievous criminal. A large black bear has been identified as the bandit wreaking havoc in the town of Thornton. The naughty mammal was caught on camera as it got on its 2 hind legs and skillfully opened the door of a car. Police say the bear was most likely rummaging for food. Authorities have asked people to remove food from their cars to avoid enticing the troublesome animal. A Jordanian woman is receiving high demands for the soap she produces. Why? Because she uses an unusual ingredient. Lara Altiti makes soap out of camel milk. She tours different cities in Jordan to find the best camel farms for her business. Titi uses camel milk as the major ingredient for the soap she produces. That's because she says it has rich benefits and contains more vitamins than cow milks.
The first stage includes weighing the soap, and I include different kinds of oil to preserve the quality of the soap and its therapeutic benefit. We need to have high foam and tough consistency, and we don't want it to be rancid. We place high importance on the therapeutic material that we add during the production process.
Titi started her soap line at home using a manual process and then expanded it to an independent workshop. A soap line has now become very popular in Jordan. Titi produces more than 4,000 soap bars a month. She sells them both to domestic and international customers.
If you're a car lover, this story is for you. Over 300 classic vehicles have taken part in a retro rally across Estonia. The 1,000-kilometer rally kicked off in the town of Perde. It drew participants from Latvia and Finland. Their motto is Straight Ahead to the Past. The vintage cars participated in the event are mostly produced between 1930 and 1980.
Experts say all the vehicles are in good condition. However, they doubt if all the vehicles can make it to the end of the five-day rally.
German firm's electric air taxi takes its first flight at a show in an airport near the French capital, Paris. Volocopter's flying taxi, which looks like a tiny helicopter, took off and landed vertically over the airport with no passenger on board during a three-minute trial. Aside from its two-passenger capacity, the aircraft also has some room for luggage. It flew a 500-meter route at speeds of up to 30 kilometers per hour and 30 meters high along the airfield. The flying taxi service would first be operated by a licensed pilot, but the flight would be fully automated over a period of time.
With respect to regulation, initially we will have a fully certified, fully licensed helicopter pilot, just to fit into existing regulation. But we believe over time it can be much simpler to obtain such an operating license for a volocopter. And of course, in the last instance, we want to take a pilot requirement out and we want these vehicles to fly fully automated. So you will not need a pilot license anymore. You can just summon the volocopter, it will come and pick you up and bring you safely to your destination.
The German firm is entering the urban mobility market with high hopes of playing a major role in the infant industry. Volocopter says its objective is to have a service in operation for 2024 for the 2024 Olympic Games. Walking around the city without shoes can be delightful. If you're interested in the experience, visit the Russian capital. A 3.5-kilometer long barefoot trail has recently opened in Moscow's Elk Island Park. It's made of various materials such as pine bark, beach pebbles, and clay. Taking around 40 minutes to complete, the path attracts hundreds of visitors every day. However, some people find it difficult to walk without shoes, calling the path a torture trail. A zoo in Turkey has welcomed a baby elephant from an endangered species. The birth of a female calf at Izmir Wildlife Park has caused excitement in keepers and visitors. The calf, yet to be named, is the third offspring of parents from Asian species. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature classifies the Asian elephant as endangered due to their rapid decline in the wild. The Asian elephants are primarily threatened by poaching, fragmentation, and loss and degradation of habitat. Currently, around 20 to 40,000 Asian elephants are living across the world, five of which inhabiting Turkey's Izmir Zoo.
Palestinian artist has come up with the idea of making children feel happy after the recent Israeli aggression on the besieged Gaza Strip left many people dead. Amna Sami is a young Palestinian artist who has gathered Palestinian kids in the city of Beit Lahia, north of Gaza. That's where houses were destroyed by Israeli airstrikes and bombings during the recent aggression on the territory. Sami draws the Palestinian flag as well as the map of Palestine on children's cheeks as patriotic symbols. She says she does that to say that these people in the midst of destruction will become strong again. Sami says by painting on kids' faces, she wants to send a message to the world.
I'm sending a message to the world that our children should live like other children in the world, away from danger and destruction. It is their right in life to live as children in a safe place, a place that gives them something to live a normal life.
Palestinian kids say they feel happy when Sami paints their faces. The Israeli regime launched this devastating onslaught on Gaza in early May. At least 256 Palestinians, including 66 children, were killed during the 11-day war.
Today's special. It's Special for You, we present to you today. In the name of the Almighty Allah, dear friends, Salamun Alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic to talk about is hardened hearts. Let's see what date is today. Today, Friday, is the 21st of Zilqa'dah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Tir, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear friend, it's very nice to open the Holy Quran now, and we'll listen to one verse of an interesting chapter. It is chapter Al-Hajj, verse 53.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Liyaj'al ma yulqish shaytanu fitnatan lilladhina fi qulubihim maradu wal qasiyati qulubuhum. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ.
That is so he may make what Satan throws in a trial for those within whose hearts is disease and those hard of heart. And indeed, the wrongdoers are in extreme dissension.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Satan's temptations are as a means for testing the hard-hearted and sick-hearted persons. The spiritual sickness and hard-heartedness are usually some suitable grounds for falling into the snare of seditions and temptations. These satanic plots of the opponents are always used for the examinations of both of the aware believers and the obstinate disbelievers. The Quran implies that the cruel oppressors have abided in a serious hostility and oppression while they are far from reality and the truth.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Hardened hearts. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, on the last pilgrimage, informed his companions and the nations of the Muslims to come that there is no favor or nor a special place of the Arab over the non-Arab, nor is there any favor or a special position of white over black, but that favor in the sight of Allah is with those who fear Him, those who have taqwa, God's awareness. After bearing witness to that, he said that taqwa is in the heart. In these statements and other similar statements, we find the stress being placed on the heart, that the heart is the part of the body which Allah has favored over all the other parts. It is a place of iman. Had there been in the body another part that were nearer to Allah, taqwa would have been placed there, because iman is the most valuable thing that a human being can have. There is nothing more valuable
It is the determination ultimately of those who have belief in Allah, those who have accepted the message and who have chosen paradise over hell. This is the distinction of those who have belief and those who have disbelief.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about ruthlessness or being hard-hearted. But who may accept, this kind of inhumane treatment? Why some people regard it their right to attack other people, to kill other people, and to leave other people in utter poverty, while they themselves regard it their own rights, okay, to live very luxurious life. We find that one of the points in this regard is that, okay, it comes from the having committed many crimes and many sins, okay. When the human being becomes very sinful, okay, he or she blocks the way of receiving any kind of guidance. Okay, suppose that, for example, a lazy student, okay, a student who doesn't study, okay, attends. I mean, first of all, a student attends a class or a school, okay, but compared with his or her classmates, okay, this student, okay, may not be that much attentive to lessons. Little by little, okay, he strengthens in him or herself the sense of laziness. And intently, he or she may not have any inclination to study, not only to study, but also to understand anything. And in the long run, there would hardly be any way for giving this person any kind of education. Such may be the case with ruthlessness, compared with the point that, okay, education can be received by, lessons may be received by means of formal education, but ruthlessness, utmost ruthlessness, may not have any cure. Thank you.
Today's special and signs of a heartened heart. Now we get familiar with prioritizes any worldly pleasures over the hereafter. What are they? Dear friend, a heart that is untouched by Allah's verses will prioritize the world over the hereafter. Moreover, its spirit and ambition are all directed only towards worldly affairs. Everything will be weighed from the point of the world and its wealth, love, hate, and any kind of relationship with other human being exists only to serve for worldly purposes. Eventually, such a person will be one that is spiteful, egoistic, individualist, and greedy. We see that many people who have heard the sound of Adhan but chosen not to depart to the mosque immediately due to the pleasure of sleeping under their blankets, or prefer to postpone the prayer to near its end due to watching soccer matches. Yeah, we see them. Whereas Allah has declared, which means, no, but you prefer the present life, whereas the hereafter is better and more enduring. Chapter Al-A'la, verses 16 and 17.
special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIV English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now, at the end, we have a short part about ways to soften a hard heart. One of the ways is visiting the sick and terminally ill. A famous scholar went to visit a sick person on his deathbed. He was suffering the pangs of death. When the scholar returned home, his family served him food. He said, "Oh, my dear family, do eat your food and drink ourselves. I swear by Allah, I have seen an unforgettable scene of death for which I shall strive until the day I undergo it."
Let's look at what the Islamic teachings tell us as to how we should avoid this hardening of the heart. The first is the Quran tells us in the Holy Book in chapter 5, verse number 13, and that is what? That is one of the reasons of the hardening of the hearts is when an individual or a community goes against the covenant of God. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Allah says, because they turned against the covenant, we sent the la'na upon them and we made their hearts hard. This is what? This is with regards to our obligations, with regards to duties and responsibilities, with regards to certain elements such as enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, isn't it? That you and I, what? Are expected to perform in our lives. Another obligation, and that is with regards to ensuring that our children are brought up to the correct level, both what spiritually and as far as their iman is concerned. Meaning what? Meaning that when it comes to the month of Ramadan, I hear, and I've been told by some of the mu'mineen, that during the month of Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan, there are some of our children who are attending the majalis, but they're on their phones playing games. Or when the dua is being recited, they are on their phones playing games. Why? Whose responsibility is this? Do not say this is the responsibility of the member or the madrasa, because that's shifting the blame away. It's the responsibility of the father and the mother.
That was all for today's special. Thank you for joining us. Ending point and fi amanillah.
You heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.